a.m. according to the WMFO WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish hours of the silliest radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. It feels more appropriate when I'm wearing a ponytail for some reason, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, I think about an hour 20, let's just call it the midnight 30 hour just to be sure, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. So much silliness to get to tonight. Sometimes I feel like I am just sitting under this very large, massive pile of silliness, and I don't even know where to turn next. It is big. It is daunting. It is all of those things. So why not celebrate it instead tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank?
Kiss me big. Make me know it. When I've been kissed, I want to show it. When our lips meet just under my nose, don't turn me loose till it curls my toes. That's the kind of kissing I've been missing. Baby, won't you kiss me big? Baby, 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 listen, listen, listen. I love you madly, but something's missing. You got the kind of love that I can't resist. But when I say kiss me, I want to be kissed. Kiss me big. Make me know it. When I've been kissed, I want to show it. Grab a hold of me and let me hear you shout. Kiss me, baby, till my eyes pop out. That's the kind of kissing I've been missing. Baby, won't you kiss me big? Listen, listen, listen. Am I getting through to you about this kissing? When you pucker up, I nearly go nuts. When I want a hot meal, don't give me cold cuts. Kiss me big, make me know it. when I've been kissed. I want to show it. I want to be hugged. I want to be grabbed. I want to stand there and quiver like I've been stabbed. That's the kind of kissing I've been missing. Baby, won't you kiss me big? I want to show it when our lips meet just under my nose. Don't turn me loose till it curls my toes. That's the kind of kissing I've been missing. Baby, baby, won't you kiss me big?
Speedy West.
I got my big city shoes to carry me to the city where your intentions are all that really ever counts. We know that you may not like to hear this message, and if that's so, we're sorry, that's for true. 'Cause the only one who's wasting that time might be you.
This is my first fight, and it's got to end in the first round. Gene Boy has got to hit the ground. And here comes Prince Buster. Here he comes. Yes, he's as pretty as a picture. Wearing a red gown, inscribed on the back, Prince Mohammed the Great. He's dancing. Oh, what a sight. He's pretty. Sure he is. In this corner, weighing 152 pounds, wearing white shorts, red gown, white shoes, the prettiest alive, Prince Buster, Prince Buster. And in this corner, weighing 155 pounds, wearing blue shorts, black shoes, big and strong, Gene Thorn, Gene Thorn. Round one, the big fight. Yeah, Coy comes out, sticks him up to head. Prince Buster bobs and weaves. Coy, another left by Coy, another left by Coy. Prince Buster steps inside, bobs and weaves. Gene Coy, right and left of the head. Prince Buster bobs and weaves. Prince Buster bobs away, and he's dancing over the sight. Comes inside, a left of the head, a left of the body. Coy's hurt. Yes, he's hurt. He holds the rope. Prince Buster leaves the right of the body. Coy holds on. A left of the head, a right of the body. Another left of the head, a left and right of the body. Another left of the head, another left and right of one side. Coy goes down, and the referee starts to count. One, the fight has just begun. Two, he's true. Three, he can't see. Four, he can't take no more. Five, he wants to stay alive. Six, I'm full of tricks. Seven, he wants to go to heaven. Eight, the doctor's at this gate. Nine, he's out of line. Ten, it's all over. The winner, Prince Mohammed. Prince Mohammed Buster. Yeah! My prediction is true. This is no fix. My next bite will end in six.
Friends, I know you've heard of many offers over the radio that sometimes have left you skeptical. You might have sent some money in and was a little bit disappointed. But this record that I'm talking to you about today has six of these big rhythm and blues tunes on it that I know you're going to want for your home, and especially for your record player, because it'll work on that 78 speed that you don't have to have any attachments for. It's called Big Six Records, and it has six big tunes on it. My Babe, I've Got a Woman, Cheating on Me, What You Gonna Do, You Don't Have to Go, and last but not least, The Wallflower. Now just think of that. Six big tunes on one big 12-inch break-resistant record for only $2. That's right, $2. Send your cash, check, or money order to Post Office Box 2023. 2023.
Drink some wine. Oh, now let's drink that. Please, we're doing all we can for you. We're trying to bring you back down to normal size.
You do think I'm a freak, don't you? But you know, to me, you're the freak, the one who's different. I'm not growing. You're shrinking.
He started as a normal human being, but now each day he doubles in size.
Where will it stop? The amazing colossal man.
Colonel, he's been reported in Las Vegas. Impossible. How can he walk 120 miles in only an hour?
Impossible? Not when you're 60 feet tall. The amazing colossal man.
And you aren't in the club.
If your name is Bobby, how do we know it? If your name is Dee Dee, why don't you show it? When you have no button, oh, what a shame. How in the heck will anybody know your name? Big name button, you got to wear a big name button. You got to wear a big name button. Cause if you don't, then
you're a square. Really nowhere.
I am the big shot. You heard me right the first time, name of Bachelor Johnny Cool. Occupation, big shot. Occupation at the moment, just having fun. What a party that was, the drinks were loaded and so were the dolls. I narrowed my eyes and poured a stiff Manhattan, then I saw Hotsy. What a dame, a big bountiful babe in the region of 482338. One hell of a region. She had the hottest lips since Hiroshima. I had to stand back for fear of being burned. Whiskey wow wow, I breathed. She was dressed as Biffo the Bear. In that kind of outfit, she could get rolled at night. And I don't mean on a crap table. It's kind of revealing, isn't it? Revealing, it's positively risque. I like it. She said, "You're a man with 1,000 G's, right? 1,000 what I quipped, why, G-man, girls, guns, guts. You're my type." "Wrong, baby," I slapped her hard. "I'm an L man, strictly liquor, love and laughs." She stared over my shoulder. "Play it cool, Johnny." "Play it what?" I flipped. "Listen, I fought my way up from tough East Side, New York. Lead-filled saps and submachine guns. Like this." She said, "Johnny, this is a deadly game. Have a few laughs and go home." I shuddered. Normally I pack a rod in pajamas. I carry nothing but scars from Normandy Beach. I said, "Wrong, baby, you can't fool me." She spat playfully. "I'm ahead of you, Johnny." I studied the swell of her enormous boobs and said, "Baby, you're so far ahead, it's beautiful."
You're eccentric, I like that.
Electric, chérie, bugged off my rocket to comprendre. We spoke French fluently. Our lips met again and again. Yeah, 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 I slobbered. Hotsy said, you're slobbering all over the seat, kid. I went home late, very late. What could I say to my wife? Darling, I've been beaten up again. Let's face it, she's credulous as hell. A punk stopped me on the street. He said, you got a light, Mac? I said, no, but I got a dark brown overcoat.
Come back. Come on back.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was indeed 30 minutes. And yet we still have tons of silliness left to get to, as we always do. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here tonight, especially those of you hanging out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, doing that thing that you do over there. I love the way you do that thing over there. It's really quite adorable. So if you're not already over there, get over there and be one of those people who likes to talk about what we're playing here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's always a good time. Such a good time that I think I'm going to get back to playing stuff. And I'm going to send this one out to Quintron's Auntie M right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Pig, I named her Pat. She wouldn't eat corn cause it made her too fat. It's a pig pen boogie. The pig pen boogie. Hey, little pig, you gotta eat to grow big. I paid a buck for a turnip sprout. She took one look, then she turned up her snout. It's a pig pen boogie. The pig pen boogie. Hey, barbecue, I'm losing my money on you. If she don't eat, I'm a telling you, I might as well go on a diet too. It's the pig pen boogie. The pig pen boogie. Hey, barbecue, I'm losing my money on you. And her chops are thin. Her feet won't pickle cause they're nothing but skin. It's the pig pen boogie. The pig pen boogie. I want a sow who likes to gobble her chow. Telling you, I might as well go on a diet too. It's the pig pen boogie. The pig pen boogie. Hey, barbecue, I'm losing my money on you. Hey, barbecue, I'm losing my money on you.
She stole you away. Now here is what I'm wondering night and day. What's a large size mama like that gonna do with a small size papa like you? People all laugh when you walk down the street. They can see already that your noses won't meet. What's a large size mama like that gonna do with a small size papa like you? When she puts her arms around you, Daddy, it's plain to see. You'll be putting a small piano where a baby granddaughter be. She's got a great big appetite and you're gonna hate to hear her complain there's not enough meat in her plate. What's a large size mama like that gonna do with a small size papa like you? She'll want you early to bed and early to rise, and you know darn well you're not an up and at it guy. And a large size mama will say bye bye to you, a small size papa like you. Just like a fisherman, you gotta learn to land a big fish, you gotta have a big worm. What's a large size mama like that gonna do with a little worm like you? Now take a gal like me, I don't ask for much. Any little thing can bring me joy. But honey, that there is a man-sized job, and leave us face it, you're still a boy. No matter what happens, I will wait patiently. You're small potatoes to her, but you're a big man with me. So small size papa, hurry, hurry home. Remember this, to each his own. A small size papa is a real showstopper for a small size mama like me. Like me. For a small size mama like me.
A man that played a steel guitar, he said that you don't need him to be moved 8 to the bar. He brought his amplifier and he hitched it in my plug. He planked it and he plunked it, but it just wasn't good enough. 'Cause I need my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, then a knock came at my door. I said, my daddy's back. I opened up the door, and there stood Piano Jack. He said, I came to do some tinkling on your piano keys. I said, don't make me nervous. This ain't no time to tease. Just send me my daddy. Send me my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, the first time he played, I asked him how it was done. He said, I blow through here, then I work my fingers and my thumb. I slide it right out, then I slide it back again, and I get a lot of wind, and then I slide it back again.
A ball and the cutest girl in three counties gave me the old fisheye. Well, being it was a dance, thought I'd take a chance, so I walked right over with a cool advance. How was I to know that little firecracker would blow sky high? I thought I was seeing double or less big double. Man, I'm here to tell you, well, the way it started, it was kind of sweet. Her pet knocked me right off of my feet, but suddenly she started singing a sort of different tune. Well, she reached around and gave me a goose and barely missed me with tobacco juice. And she said she was on parole, but she'd be off soon. I thought I was seeing double or less. You tell him, cousin, right now. Out my lady fair when she told me she'd once wrestled bears, and ain't it nice what they can do with false teeth nowadays?
I see.
Yeah, but then her embrace was a thing of pain, and cousin, I was praying for rain when she winked her one good eye and said, let you and me play. I thought I was seeing double or less. I'll play it pretty again. That's awful good. Well, a nicer fella you couldn't find, but I started looking for the exit signs, and I might have done about 60 if I'd have remembered my automobile. 'Cause, brother, let's get down to cases. We all fall for the pretty faces. Just remember this little story the next time you close a deal. I thought I was seeing double or less. Big double. Whoa, I thought I was seeing double or less. Big double. What I think I said to her right about that time was, look, ma'am, it's not that I don't find you attractive. It's just that I have a previous... And you know, my mother always told me never to... Did you meet my old buddy, Deke?
Hi, this is Robin Trower. I'm totally against any form of hard drugs. If you've ever thought of using or even trying them, please don't. And if you know anyone who is a user, please try to help them all you can. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
is to the lawn. Clutching in his hands a wailing trombone. Too many fans, he was the best. Through the many years he passed all the tests. Yes, Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Well, nobody else, Lord, he stood alone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else did it on his own. Well, who can forget the man in the street with the scatter lights, a musical dream? Who can forget this music complete? And the many fans who rock to the beat. Yes, Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Well, nobody else, Lord, he stood alone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else did it on his own. Go you! Pulsating beat and the fun we had with music complete. Sing it now. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else thought he stood alone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else did it on his own. Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Oh, Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Catalyze live.
Mr. Big, huh? Mr. Very Big. Who? Mr. Very, 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 very big. Who? You gotta meet. You gotta really meet. You gotta really, 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 you. Really meet.
Miss Small.
You, her.
Miss Very Small.
You, her.
Miss Very, very, very,
you,
very, very
her.
Small.
You
gotta meet Miss Small, that's all.
You
gotta meet Miss Small, that's all.
Cause she
gotta
loves
Miss Small, that's all.
She loves to love, that's all.
She loves to love, 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 to love,
to love, to love,
cause she hates. She hates to hate, but she hates. She hates, but she hates to hate. 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 She
Here they come. Here they come. Mr. It, Mrs. It, Mr. and Mrs. It. They're the biggest. They're bigger than that. They're bigger than the biggest big can be. Bigger than the biggest big can be. Bigger than the biggest big can be. Bigger than the biggest big can be.
They don't
bigger than the biggest big can be.
They don't
bigger than the biggest big can be.
They don't
bigger than the biggest big can be.
They don't
bigger than the biggest
big can be.
They don't bigger than the biggest big can be.
They don't
bigger than the biggest
big can be. Just is. Just is. Justice.
True.
Justice.
Very true.
Justice.
Very true.
Justice.
Very true.
Jungles of the Amazon lurks a ferocious beast on the horizon. He's hairy and scary, and he does not eat dairy, but he will attack you very, very slowly. He's got three hook-like toes and a black, shiny nose. His eyes are endless, an abyss of evilness. Look up in the tree and then flee for your lives as he attacks you very, very slowly. He's a sloth, a giant sloth, He will get you. The little slow metabolic rate cause you to hesitate. Sloth, giant sloth, He will eat you. He's got no fear. He's been around 32 million years. A hairy physique. He only defecates once a week when he climbs down from the tree. Very stealthily, look into his eyes. He's got death on his mind. He wants to decimate humankind. He's just taking his time. You wait for him to pounce. But he's up to something, something evil. He's moving so slowly, reminiscent of Japanese Buto or Walter Matthau. You've got to escape. Eventually, sloth, giant sloth, star of many movies and National Geographic and in Goonies. Sloth, the giant sloth, you don't want to mess with him. He's a seven deadly sin. What's that up in the tree? Is it a coconut? Is it a lambskin sweater? Is it Donald Sutherland's eyebrow? No, it's the giant sloth.
all sobs, oh, save me. That gal better move or I'll have to move the Navy.
She's got a great big army of friends since she lives near the Navy Yard. She's got a great big army of friends since she lives near the Navy Yard. And all the sailors spend their weekends where she lives near the Navy Yard.
Each man of the sea has turned out to be a loafer. Ah, she can't get them off, she can't keep them off of the sofa.
She's got a great big army of friends since she lives near the Navy Yard.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we've still got a few more minutes of silliness before we get around to the radio obituaries. I just wanted to pop in and say thank you yet again for being you, the listener, the way that you listen right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
He was a big freak! Was this woman? I please him, I need him to the tail. When I was his mistress, ooh, ooh, I gave him cheap thrills. When I was his princess, silk and satin and lace I'd wear for him. He was a big freak. Flim, flam, floozy fantasy. I'd scrub him, I'd love him, I'd cook his meal. When I was his geisha, ooh, ooh, I got down, I'd hug his heels. When I was his flower, I'd answer to the name of Rosemary. He was a big freak.
I used to say all kinds of dirty things.
To say all kinds of dirty things.